talk about homelessness in the state's largest city of Manchester. We have the mayor, Jay Rouet, on live to kick off the show. That second congressional district getting kind of interesting from a political point of view. Senator Becky Whitley, who's been on this show in the Concord area, jumping into the second district, Colin Van Ostern. So it's kind of the insider establishment versus the more progressive, active grassroots are out there in the trenches race. We'll have more on that. We're going to also hear from an author this morning, Preserving New Hampshire's Loons, the loon population, very precious part of the state. Bruins end their season tonight at home, and the Red Sox, of course, going against Cleveland. We'll have that game for you on the Pulse. Day two, Donald Trump in trial in that so-called hush money case in New York City. Day two, we'll come back to that. Isn't it interesting in Manhattan? It seems like it's a new TV series underway. It's not Blue Bloods or Law and Order. It's just, let's have a bunch of trials with Donald Trump. There's no one else to prosecute in New York City for crimes. Just an observation. We'll come back and talk about all of the above. We're going to start, though, with a newsmaker out of the gate this morning, the mayor of Manchester, state's largest city, Manchester, Jay Rouet. Jay, Manchester mayor, good morning.
Morning, Jack. How are we doing today?
Beautiful day out there. You know, you can't, it's pretty hard for anyone to not understand there's a problem with homelessness in the state's largest city. It's not just Manchester, of course, but we see probably more visibility. You're coming up with a unique plan. We wanted you to talk about this, talking about a selling or a sale of surplus city-owned lots for affordable housing. Mayor, can you kind of walk us through this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have it's been widely reported. There's a housing crunch here in the city and around the state of New Hampshire. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about was, you know, this housing crunch impacts a variety of issues from workforce development to homelessness, right? So, like, we have a number of individuals who are unhoused within our city. We can work with them to address the underlying causes of that. But we have a bottleneck in our shelters where people are unable to find affordable housing. So how do we deal with this? You know, it's a basic supply and demand issue. We have too few units. We have sky-high demand, so prices go through the roof. So one of the things that I talked about in my inaugural address and then again in my State of the City was we need to work with our city departments to identify all of the parcels of land that we own within the city, deem them surplus, and put them out to market for single-family, for multifamily use, and get development underway so we can bring more units into the city. The second part that we did with this is create an ordinance that says, excuse me, half of all the dollars that are raised through the public sale of these lots will go into our affordable housing trust fund so that we can incentivize the development of affordable housing units within our city. So we put together this entire list, and a huge hat tip to our city departments that worked extraordinarily hard on this initiative. We put together that list. We deemed those land surplus before the Committee on Lands and Buildings last night. And we'll be going to the full board to deem it surplus, and then we can get into the public auction part of it where we can sell these lands and get going on this initiative.
How many lots have you identified? More than 20?
Yes, 22 lots. Yeah, will be deemed surplus as a result of this. Yes.
Now, we know the outgoing mayor, Joyce Craig, running for governor as a Democrat, but you were involved in the city before. You came in, you won this race against a pretty well-known Democrat, trying to work to do something. Is the homelessness situation or problem exceeded or about what you thought your expectations coming into office?
So I worked in the nonprofit space for a number of years before this, where I was working on issues like addiction, mental health, and homelessness. So I had a pretty good feel for what some of the challenges were going to be when we got into this office. Now, I'm very fortunate. We have a board of mayor and alderman that cares very deeply about this issue. And our department heads have been working on this for quite some time. So when I came in, you know, I had an overarching vision of how we can address this from a comprehensive standpoint, housing being one of them, addressing the underlying causes of addiction being another, enforcing the ordinances that we have on the books. So really the first few months have been, you know, I spent it working on my budget where we're allocating a number of dollars to transitional housing with our community partners in the city. And now we're working on this housing initiative as well. So it's about what I expected. We're putting together a number of plans that we're unveiling before the city to really tackle this head on.
And Manchester Mayor, before I let you go on a separate subject, the last time you were on, I think you were talking about the need to reform bail in the state's largest city. And
yes.
We have this debate. I heard Mike Pomp in our news talking about a state at the State House, a similar subject, but you had some numbers that were a little bit mind-boggling to me on the number last year of repeat criminal offenders who had been bailed out and then picked up again. Where's that at in terms of, because we're hearing this, and we're also hearing it with sanctuary cities around the country with folks who break the law. But in your city, what's the latest on bail reform?
Yeah, so we just got some updated numbers. I did an interview on this yesterday following the passage of HB 13 in Concord in the State House. But so since the beginning of this year, January 1, there have been 1,203 people that were arrested in our city. Of that, 301 people were already out on bail. So 1 in 4 people who were arrested were already out on bail at the time of their arrest. So one of the things that I said in an interview that I gave yesterday was I'm really happy that the State House has taken this step. I think it's important. I think I would encourage the State Senate. I know they're working really hard on this issue as well. I hope that they're able to continue working with the New Hampshire House to come up with a compromise package to send to the governor. But this can't be the last word on this issue. I'm hopeful that the next iteration of this, we're able to address those repeat offenders who escalate when they're arrested for one crime, released on bail. There's a tendency to escalate after that if they're not being held accountable. And the challenge then that our police face, that our community faces, is that we have individuals who are arrested, released, rearrested, released, and we continue having these quality of life offenses here in the city of Manchester. And that's unsustainable. That is untenable. And we've got to get our hands around this. So I certainly am appreciative of what the State House has done and their efforts on this, but I'm hopeful that this is not the last bite at the apple on it.
Manchester Mayor Jay Ruway, live. Good morning, Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Jack.